There are 31 days in July. I think that's something that I knew, obviously, but if you would have asked me, and I wasn't allowed to do that song, 30 Days in
September. I was going to say, do you know the song?
Yeah, of course I do. But if you were to ask me and you said, Ariel, in your mind, don't sing that song, I would say July only has 30 days. Anyway, today is the last day of July 2024. It's the 31st. This is Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You. My name's Ariel. That's Ned. Ned, let's get to it.
My tip is about valuing people you meet. I have started doing a thing in my life that I have found very gratifying, which is when I meet new people or I catch up with someone, I work very hard not to talk about work for as long as I can. I never ask someone like, so what do you do as my opening line? I often ask people like, so what's your life besides work if they dive too far into work too quickly? I have found that very few people are as interesting due to what they do for a living as they are through what they do for fun and how they spend their free time. And that is how I choose to interact with people. So that is my tip for you today. Try the next time you meet someone, if they are immediately dive into, well, I'm a whatever, say like, and what do you do outside of work? And see what the answer is.
I do podcast stuff for work and for pleasure. So that's always interesting when people say to me, like, what do you do outside of work? And I'm like, kind of the same thing.
You're in
a
co-ed soccer league. You bike around the city.
But podcasts fuel me, honestly. And sure. It doesn't feel like a burden to say. Like, I love talking about podcasts and they are my job.
Sure.
Anyway, yes, I also do other things. So I do appreciate this tip. And I recently was networking. No. Oh, my gosh. See, it's that. I was at a legitimate party that was not a networking party. And yet we were having this exact conversation about how the default is to talk about what you do for a living because it's what you spend so much time doing.
Totally.
But yeah, we have to work hard to remember that life exists outside of work.
Yes. Do it.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.